Good morning. Welcome in to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN here on a Tuesday morning. And it's our opportunity to preview the Manhattan City Commission meeting tonight, which is at 7 o'clock. A couple guests joining us here as they do twice a month, City Manager Ron Fear and Mayor Wynn Butler. Commissioner Butler, pleasure to have you on this morning.
Thank you, Brian. Appreciate being here.
And same to you, City Manager Fear.
Thanks, Brandon. Good to be here.
Did you guys ever expect we would see snow here on your April 20th chat?
Yeah, not, you know, we've had some early spring snowstorms before, but that was a pretty good one. I guess the good news is the roads weren't cold enough to cause problems for us, so that's a good thing.
Yeah, did you have to send any crews out this morning to treat anything?
We did have some crews out, but they weren't having to do much treatment.
Well, that's good news. Yeah, it's going to be a quick moving storm here, and the sun's already out. I imagine the snow will melt away pretty quickly, and good thing we'll get some moisture here. But obviously, the cold not so great here for plants and such. We got that freeze warning going into effect tonight, so. I don't know if you guys do much gardening or not.
Yeah, we got quite a garden out there, and you know, we've got tarps and things to cover it. So that's the best we can do. Can't do much with the fruit trees. We may lose all the fruit, but you know, that's that. Can't cover a tree.
Yeah.
Yeah, I planted some new plants that would be tender probably. So.
Well, I guess
like we got a couple of nights to do that yet.
Well, I'm not sure how the weather interrupts activity going on in the city here, though there's a lot of construction going on. Will they take a pause here today and maybe get back to it tomorrow?
Yeah, there'll be some weather days depending on the specifics of the activities, construction contracts. I know some of those projects will get slowed down a bit, and hopefully things will all dry out enough that they can get back at it.
All right. Well, very good. And the city has a meeting tonight, kind of a lighter agenda, if you will, here this evening, but some important topics that will be covered, and we'll kind of get into some of that here today. Is there any particular place you want to start today, Ron?
Not necessarily. I mean, we do have some action items on the consent agenda, but you're right. The general agenda, really a couple of work session items for the commissioners to hear some reports and work through feedback as we start the review of the development code, as well as kind of a first initial bigger major feedback loop as a part of our strategic plan Crossroads MHK. So, but several items on consent that are probably noteworthy.
All right. Why don't we start there today? Let's do the, and we usually do that last, but we can start there today if you want. And, I know there's quite a bit involving construction and easements within the consent agenda.
There are. So I'm going to highlight a few things. So last year we had about, actually just before this time, we had actually in late 2018 or late 2019 or early 2020, we had started the process for a housing study and had put out an RFQ for consultants to submit proposals, and that was on the street, and we were starting to get inquiries from various consultants. The last housing study was done in 2000, and so this is a priority and a CIP item for the commission last year. That process, though, with COVID, was certainly one that was going to be a process where we engaged the community. And so we suspended that RFQ back in about a year ago, actually, April. And so we decided then after the commission reviewed and wanted to restart that, one of the other aspects that we've updated that RFQ a little bit is, as you know, we had a ballot question to renew the half-cent sales tax. A component of that was workforce housing. And that was approved. So we've added an element of the workforce housing to the RFQ for referral, and are recommending the commissioners that we restart that process and develop, send out that RFQ for proposals for consultants to help us develop a new housing study and some housing priorities as a result of that.
All right. That's
another item on the consent agenda. We've got a contract with Evergy and also Larson Construction. To one of the things we've been doing as part of the North Campus Corridor is put a lot of the overhead electrical underground. So there's some efficiency and safety measures regarding that. And there's also some good aesthetic qualities of that. And so these are contracts, $623,000 with Evergy for their portion of the work. And then Larson Construction, who actually will put in the subsurface conduit for that. Evergy crews will do a lot of the work as well and take down those overhead electric lines. And this is on North Manhattan Avenue, all the way from Kimball to Old Claflin. So it's a pretty long stretch. This is a stretch that Evergy had targeted for some conversion. And so there's a good price component to this. Obviously, it's about $1.5 million. So it's a considerable sum, but it's I would indicate that it's about twice the distance we've done for that amount along some portions of the Kimball Corridor. So taking advantage of some work that Evergy was going to do anyway. And that's one of the reasons we waited until now, until they were going to do that work. So that will be a big improvement for that particular area, especially with the expansion work that's going on at the research park. We have a small stormwater project at Eugene Field School. Eugene Field School is expanding and they're doing some stormwater work there already. There's some infrastructure above Eugene Field School and some of the neighborhoods there that is undersized and overflows on occasion. And so this isn't necessarily our largest priority for stormwater, but one of the things that in our policy is when you're doing infrastructure work or somebody else is doing infrastructure work in an area where we know there are issues, it makes a lot of sense to take care of those problems when you've got things all tore up versus coming back, say 10 years or 5 years from now and having to tear up new construction, new concrete and stuff to make that happen. So this is one of those taking advantage of construction that's already there. So we're actually recommending the commission enter into a contract with USD 383's contractor, BHS Construction, for a little under $77,000 to help alleviate some of the stormwater drainage issues that we have at that particular site. We also have a design contract for North Manhattan Avenue. Of course, we've been working on this one for a while. This is a segment in Aggieville from Fremont to Bluemont. So goes by the new parking garage that's under construction. And so one of the goals here is to try and get that piece of the roadway project completed as well so that the new garage can be accessed from 14th Street, Laramie Street, Fremont Street, from Bluemont, and then as other phases within Aggieville come along, this corridor will be taken care of and there'll be good access to that parking structure so folks can still get down and engage with our Aggieville businesses and community. So this is, we've been at 30% plans for this and this takes it to construction drawings, a contract for $292,180. And then we're also recommending a construction manager at risk contract with McCown Gordon. McCown's already doing Laramie Street and the parking garage. And so it would just be make a lot of sense for them to move forward with that portion of Manhattan Avenue as well. We are recommending that the $10,000, it's a pre-construction services that will then lead to the development of a guaranteed maximum price that they'll come back with based on the final design that Olson will be submitting as part of this contract. We also are recommending approval of an artist to develop a mural at the new Douglas Activity Center. This was something that was planned as part of the project and the Selection Committee and the Douglas Center Advisory Board are recommending a public art agreement with Eugene V. Bird III from Marietta, Georgia, for artwork that he submitted and plans to perform. The cost of that amount is in an amount not to exceed $13,500. And then we're also issuing some, starting the process to issue some general obligation bonds for various subdivision and capital projects, about $5.5 million in bonds that'll be issued in May. There are about $2.8 million in subdivision projects, primarily Heritage Square North, which is out on US 24 on the north side of 24 there. In that area. And then those are all sanitary sewer street and water improvements, as well as the North Wing addition, which is off of Marlette, east of Tuttle Creek Boulevard, Unit 2 for sanitary sewer, storm drainage, street and water improvements. And then we have three capital projects that were mostly done in 2018. Those temporary notes are expiring, and we have the old Big Blue storm drainage project phase 5. That's there kind of in the McCall area, going north of McCall there on the big ditch, which is the old Blue River channel prior to the dam. We also, and that's over, those are storm waters, about $1.4 million in storm water improvements that'll be bonded over 10 years and paid for from the stormwater fund. Some folks may recall the Denison Avenue and Marlette Avenue roadway improvements. This was a joint project between the city and Riley County in 2018. Our portion, we had a portion of Denison Avenue and then some stormwater and then some trail improvements along that corridor too. And that that was projects that I had those mixed up. The stormwater bonds are $580,000. The Denison project is just under $1.5 million. And then we have bonds, the 20-year, those are both 10-year bonds. We have 20-year bonds that we're proposing for the Manhattan Housing Authority. This was the $1 million that was loaned to the Housing Authority for completing the improvements at the high rise at 5th and Leavenworth to get rid of the mold and some of the things that weren't being covered by some of the HUD funds that they had. This is actually, as I said, being set up on a 20-year repayment, and actually Manhattan Housing Authority is scheduled to make those bond and debt service payments. So that's the consent agenda.
All right, quite a bit of stuff there. And you know, I think it's interesting that Denison Marlette project, I some people may not realize this, but part of Marlette is in the city. Part of Marlette is the county. It's just kind of a weird little tidbit there, just north of the fields there.
Yeah. And so actually the Denison part is about halfway between Kimball, from Kimball to about halfway to Marlette is in the city on Denison. The rest is in the county. And then most of the Marlette project was in all in the county, but if you go further west, when you get to Browning, up to Tuttle Creek Boulevard, that portion of Marlette is in the city. We did do some joint work on some of the stormwater box there because it helps with our drainage as well. They're just to the west of Denison and Marlette.
All right, very good. We'll take a break here. We'll be back with more on In Focus, News Radio KMAN.